Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name.
Glory be to God. Good morning, everybody. This is the Family Church of Jesus Christ International. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning, this afternoon, the future, wherever you are listening, whenever you are listening. God will never leave you. God will never leave you. He's a living God. Do you know our Father today? Let's open up with prayer. Father God, Abba, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are our peace, our joy, our love, our goodness. You are faithful, Father. Lord, bless the people today that are listening. Whenever, whatever time, oh Lord, let them have ears to hear. Open up those ears to hear your love that never fails us. Lord, speak through your apostle this morning. God, I thank you and praise you for this day, this season, this time. You have appointed us to be a part of your plan. In Jesus, we praise you, Father. Amen. Well, thank you again for joining us. If you've never heard us before, I am an apostle called of God, humbly speaking to you today. You can check our website out, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. You can register there for the college. We have a two-year course. There's a form on the college page that you can fill out. The new year starts August 1st for the college, but we're on Facebook Live Tuesday and Thursday, 7:15 a.m. Central Time. But you can contact us. We will share much more about that. Remember last Friday, we were sharing, it is your choice. God said in Deuteronomy 30, I set before you, you choose life or death. It's your choice. And so today, I want to kind of continue that on as we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31. It is in the Old Testament. Remember that it's, you know, Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and then Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. and the Lord, and the Lord said, and the Lord said, He it is that does go before you, or thee. I love the King James. And the Lord, He it is that go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Let's read that again. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither thee be dismayed. Oh, fear not, neither be dismayed. God is with you today. I want to encourage you for this season, this time. I know sometimes it looks bad. It looks hard. But if you trust in the living God and His Word, keep on walking. Keep on trusting. Keep on praising. Praise God. Come before His presence with singing and thanksgiving. Psalm 62, verse 1. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him comes my salvation. I've shared before that as a late teen, early 20s in my life, I heard this song come before me from the Lord, this Psalm 62 that David was singing. It's a sixfold trust in God. You should read this chapter. Fear not and be not dismayed. But Psalm 62, truly my soul waits on God. From Him comes salvation. Truly my soul waiteth on God. From Him comes salvation. Verse 2. Now He is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense. I shall not be moved. Oh, truly my soul waiteth on God. From Him cometh salvation. From Him cometh salvation. That's completeness, wholeness from Abba, Father God, through Jesus today. Fear not. Don't be dismayed, down, and depressed. In verse 8 of Psalm 62, trust in Him at all times, you people. It's talking to you. The Word of God is for today. It's not some story fable or some fairy tale or some vain imagination. This is the living Word of God. Fear not. Don't be down. Stir yourself up in the Holy Spirit. If you don't know Jesus, just say, Jesus, come into my life. Live in my life, Jesus. Let me know the way to the Father. In Psalm 62, verse 8, trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us, for you. Yes, for you, sister, for you, brother, for you, sir, for you, ma'am, for you, teenager. Wherever you are in the world today, God is your shelter. I challenge you today to choose life. Don't be afraid. Don't have fear in your heart. It makes you sick. Trust in the Lord. In verse 5 of Psalm 62, my soul only waits upon you, God, and it is from him all my expectations. Truly my soul waiteth on God, from him cometh salvation. Yeah, truly my soul waiteth on God, from him cometh salvation. Trust him today. Let him be your salvation. Let him be your rock. And I want to turn in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. See, it's a life of faith. You have natural faith. When you turn on the switch, you believe that the light's going to come on. When you turn the key on your car, when you get on your bike, it's going to take you where you go. When you sit on a chair, you believe that it will hold you. Have the faith of God, as Mark 11:22 says. Have God's faith. Take it. Like a plate of cookies, if someone offers you, have the faith of God. Take the faith of God. Here you go. I offer it unto you by faith, God says. Take it. And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Look by faith those heavenly things that God has prepared and is still preparing for you today. Trust in him. He is your high priest. God has went before you. He is watching over you. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points, all things tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore, in verse 16, come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Truly my soul waiteth on God, from him cometh salvation. Trust him today. Let God go before you. Back in Psalms 60. Verse 11, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down the enemy. It is he, God, that goes before you. Father, bless the people. Let them take this watered into their life, that they know that you'll never fail them, you'll never forsake them, for you are love, God, and you are with us today. Well, until Friday, this is God's Radio, the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tavish, the Family Church of Jesus Christ, sending the blessings of God to you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never. I worship your holy name. The song comes up.